fruit of the righteous, Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30 is the text for our consideration. We are drawing to the end of the year. Today being our last Lord's Day service for the year. How has your year been, spiritually speaking? Has it been spiritually enriching? Are you making progress in your spiritual walk? Solomon, in our text, tells us the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He uses this agricultural imagery to describe the prosperity of the spiritual life. The tree that is alive, that is thriving, that is bearing its fruit in its season, provides for us the picture of a healthy spiritual or Christian life. How does that happen? How can we be spiritually healthy? And this is what we want to think about today as we take stock of how God has led us through this year of grace 2018, and how we can prepare ourselves for the new year to come, the year of grace 2019. Yes, 2019. Wow, how time flies. The psalmist provides the open secret in Psalm 1 and verses 2 and 3. He says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Wow. How can our souls be spiritually prosperous? Well, our text tells us that we are to delight in the law of the Lord. That if we would meditate upon his word day and night, then we would be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You notice that fruit doesn't come all the time, but in its season. So it means that there will be a time of cultivation, there will be a time of nourishment before we would see fruit in our lives. And the Lord wants us to take hold of his word. His word is life-giving. It is the feeding of the life-giving word of God that will give to us the prosperity of our soul. And so he tells us that we are to delight in his law and to meditate upon it day and night. Then we would be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Then we would be like the tree of life, a tree that is thriving, a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, nourished up, and fruit will come in its season. And here it says, its leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Wow, what a life. And in Mandarin, it is translated Sun Li. Sun Li. We all know what is Sun Li. We all want our lives to be prosperous. That God would guide our lives. God would be with us to help us. Well, when we have God with us, when the presence of God fills our heart, whatever the trial may be, whatever the temptation may come our way, well, there is a wisdom that is within us, there is a strength that is within us that enables us to overcome, that enables us to have victory. over the odds that comes in this pilgrim pathway. And you also noticed, before the psalmist tells us about the prosperity that will come when we would meditate upon the word of God, he also tells us in verse 1 of Psalm 1 that we are not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and to stand in the way of sinners, and to sit in the seat of the scornful. We are to choose our friends well. If we have ungodly friends, friends who do not know God, do not seek the way of God in its purity, well, you find that then your spiritual prosperity is going to be affected. And so the Lord tells us how important it is. Not only must we take time to study the Word of God, but we also must guard ourselves that we may make godly friends, that we would choose our friends wisely. For the psalmist warns us, he tells us not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Well, the word counsel means that someone comes and tells you something. He places a thought in your mind and causes you to be straying away from God. He tells you that, well, this Bible that we are using is not that fantastic, not that good, very old-fashioned, archaic words. Well, do not listen to them, because this is where you find all the whole counsel of God. And God wants us to take hold of His Word, the whole purity of it. And the Lord wants us to follow Him, walk with Him, and to understand what is good for our soul, what is good for our spiritual well-being. So, here it says that we are not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. You see the progression, it affects your mind, and then you stand with them, and finally you would sit with them, and you would start to scorn. Scorn means what? Scorn means to ridicule. Scorn means to take lightly all the good things that God has bestowed upon us. So not only must we take time, spend time in the study of God's Word, but we also must be careful. We must be ready to choose our company. So the man of God, the righteous man, is one who chooses godly friends who are obedient to God's commandment and follow the godly ways. He avoids the counsel of the ungodly, the way of sinners, and the scornful, the one who will throw mud at those who endeavor to walk with God, to influence them so that they will no longer be vigilant but cause them to backslide. He takes time for his personal devotion, worship, prayer meeting, fellowship meeting, so that he can grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the diligent and focused study of God's life-giving words. Do you know that when you take time to study God's Word, it imparts wisdom, it imparts life to you? God gives you wisdom, teaches us how to think in the right way. And when we take time to study the Word of God, when we esteem the spiritual more than the physical, then fruit will come in its season, as our Lord did to ward off Satan's attack after he was hungered 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. Jesus said to Satan, Matthew 4:4, and he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. The devil had to retreat. And we have to understand and set our spiritual priorities in the Lord, through the means of grace that He gives to us in the local church that sets us to grow, albeit slowly. You know, when you want to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it doesn't happen the next minute, the next hour, the next day, even the next year. But progress can come slowly, or progress comes slowly when we take time to study the Word of God, and the Word of God will be like a mirror. The Word of God will shine to show in our lives, in our hearts, what's wrong with it. That's the amazing thing about God's Word, you know. You pick up the Word of God, your devotion, and you read it, and you say, hey, how come it's so appropriate for me? Why? Well, because we are a living soul, and the Spirit of God knows our need, and the Spirit of God will use the Word of God to minister to our hearts, so that we may grow. And so you see that fruit comes, but comes in its seasons. There is a need of patient, consistent, prolonged spiritual nourishing. So do not think that I spent 1 year, 2 years, 3 years studying the Word of God and I'm there already, I know. No. Let us realize that God wants to transform us from the inside out. After we are saved, God through His Word will show us what's wrong with our life, and He gives us the strength to correct and to put away those things that are not right in our lives, and to put on those things which are right. And God would teach us principles for life. How a family is to be organized. How is it that the husband and wife must have a right relationship one with another? And how parents are to bring up their children. So many wise teachings that God has in His Word that gives to us stability in our lives. There is a strong foundation that we build upon when we take hold of God's Word in our lives. And so, why will we not yield to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? But if we would scorn and we would fret, we lose focus, spiritually speaking. We lose precious time and needful spiritual nourishment. When we are not focused, we are not, our heart is not whole. That's where, you know, you can come for worship for a long time, but your heart is not following. You are not making progress. And that's sad. You can come for a long time and yet no progress. And so we said that it is sad. There are those who come to know God and for a long time, and yet, you know, it's like paying a lip service. I come, but my heart is not really there. I'm not listening with my heart attuned, praying that the Holy Spirit would deal with my heart, deal with me. That's what we need, you know, that the Spirit of God will deal with us, deal with our hearts, show us what's wrong with us, where we need to grow, where is our weakness. As the hymn writer says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we resist and fight and strive against God's will, we are weakened. Proverbs 12 verse 28 says, in the way of righteousness is life, and the path, in the pathway thereof there is no death. When you walk with God and God show you the wisdom of His way, it is as a tree of life. You are protected. You are secured. But there is a way, Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
So why is it that God wants us to be spiritually strong so that we may be in a position of stewardship, of leading others to follow the blessed path that has nourished us? If you have not been nourished before, you don't understand the way of success in the economy of God, then we cannot provide any advice. But if we have learned it, then we can give it so that others who listen and follow, they would be helped. They would be strengthened. They would be nourished. And so, as we think about our texts about fruitfulness in the spiritual life, two things we want to talk about in our text. Firstly, spiritual life fruitful, and secondly, spiritual life imparted. In order that we may impart something to others, we must first have something that we are able to give. So you will notice after the four Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, where the Gospel is preached and souls are saved and churches are established, then you look at the Bible, in the New Testament, there are 21 epistles or letters that are written out of the 27 books of the New Testament to the churches to exhort its members. What were the writers of these epistles saying to the members of the church? To be fruitful, to grow spiritually, and not to stagnate. God wants us to grow, and we are to grow daily. And these letters that are written, you know how many letters are there that are written to the churches? 21 letters. Wow! A long list of letters that are written. What is the reason for writing? Because there were so many issues among the people of God in the church that has to be addressed. We need to grow. But in order to grow, we must put away the old man and put on the new man. Sin must be mortified, killed. And God must show us the way of holiness. And so you see, after you are saved, you grow to fear God and to love Him more and to obey. You know, this word obey is a taboo word for this generation. Nobody wants to hear this word, obey. Don't tell me about obeying. I do what I want. Now that's where all the issues of life arises. When we choose to go our own way, we are defiant. That's not good. God doesn't want us to be defiant. And so lovingly, these epistles are written in order to help us to see where we have gone wrong and to help us to grow. And so next year, when we begin next week, we are going to begin the study of the book of Peter, 1st and 2nd Peter. And we are going to take time to understand, you know, Peter wrote this book right at the end of his life. He has gone through learned many spiritual lessons. And he gives us a final word for our encouragement. You know, someone who has gone through life and has seen things, he writes differently. He was just a fisherman, know nothing. And yet how God and His Spirit endowed him with such wisdom to teach us how we can grow. And so the Lord wants us to learn, to grow to fear Him, to learn to love Him, and that our
spiritual life may be fruitful, that we may love the commandments of God, that we may love the being of God, to love the worship of God. We won't drag our feet every time we would come for worship. This morning we said, wow, thank God for gathering us for worship. How wonderful it is that the people of God would consistently come to God's house to worship. That's where we find spiritual strength. That's where we would find strength with God. You know, when we come for worship, we come with a heart that is focused upon God. And we have a right focus, and we will look to God. Wow, how wonderful our life will be. God will bless it in such mysterious, wonderful way. And you said, wow, what is the secret of God blessing your life? Well, it's when we would wholeheartedly worship God, love Him, and not do our own things. That's very important. And so, to love the being of God, to love the worship of God, to love the name of God, to love the day of God, to represent the representative of God, the body of man, the morality of man, the property of man, the personality of man, the prosperity of man. The reformer John Calvin, he depicts his wholehearted devotion with God by a hand offering up a burning heart. Right, the symbol of his faith in God was, you know, a heart that is burning. He offered it to God. God wants us to offer Him that kind of a worship. We are not distracted in any way by what's going on around us, but our focus is on the Lord. And when we have the right focus, that's where the Lord would bless us with His presence, with His grace, and with His wisdom. You see, our God is a jealous God. He will not admit any rivals. And because He's the one who can truly bless us, all others are but idols when we place them before Him. And so the Lord tells us, this is what we ought to do. And you remember, when we think about the tree of life, we think about the Garden of Eden, when God first created the paradise. Remember, there was a tree of life there? And then what happened? The Bible tells us that the tree of life was there, and when Adam and Eve sinned, they were prevented to partake of the fruit from the tree of life, lest they would live forever. That they would, in their sin, well, live forever. And the tree of life was blocked, as it were. The Bible says that the Lord sent place at the east of the garden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Because Adam and Eve, in their sinfulness, when they take it, they would eat and live forever. The Lord says, no, not in our sinfulness. Right? Although, just the verse before that, the Bible tells us that Adam and Eve were given a cloth of skin to cover them. Right? Even though we have come to know God as our Lord and Savior, you'll find that we are still in the flesh. And therefore, if we are not yielded to God, we are not yielded to the Spirit of God, we can fall. And so the Lord tells us that we are to be very careful, very vigilant, right? That our life may truly bear fruit. And so the Word of God also tells us, right, that not only are we to take time, right, to know Him, to study His Word, but we are to be careful how we build. The Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 11, for no other foundation can, or for other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. The Lord, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If it endures the fire, then there will be a reward. And so the Lord tells us that in order to be spiritually fruitful, we are to build our lives upon good foundation, upon the Lord Jesus Christ, but also by precious metals. If it is wood, hay, and stubble, then at the day of testing, at the day of reckoning, right, the fire would burn away. But all those things that we do, not in the name of Jesus Christ, not for His honor, not for His glory. Well, the Lord tells us that we are to think and be careful how we would order our lives. And so Paul says this, know ye not that ye are the temple of God. This body of yours is called God's temple. And that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And so how you live your life matters. And God wants us, well, in our spiritual life, well, to bear fruit. And so the Lord is saying to us, are you taking time to invest your life in the things of God that would cause you to grow spiritually? Are you investing your time and resources to build your spiritual life that you will be strong? Do you take time to take hold of good spiritual books to read? Do you take time to take hold of the Word of God so that you may meditate upon it and that you may understand the way of growth? Or is our affection set upon the things on earth? That's our trouble. We set our affections on the things on earth. And it's so difficult to mortify. It's so difficult to, well, to say no to the world, to the temptations of the world. And the Lord wants us to know that unless we are building on sure foundation, unless we are investing in heaven, you'll find that we are going to suffer loss. We are going to suffer the loss of precious rewards of worship and service. So our entire life, when we are devoted to God, all the things that we would do, I would bring about a spiritual fruit. And so the Lord tells us that after we are saved, we go through a period whereby God made us more holy through trials and temptations that will come our way to prepare us for heaven. We are at the end of the year. We are going to begin a new year. And what will happen in the new year? We all don't know. What trials will come our way? What temptations will come our way? Well, the Lord tells us that He is working to draw us closer to Him, to make us a more sanctified vessel. And how can we do so? Well, sometimes as Christians, believers who want to walk with God, He would send trials, temptations your way. He will send suffering your way. And you would be wondering, why is it that God would cause, after I come to know God, the more I want to walk with Him, the more difficulties, challenges comes to my life? Well, the Lord is working out something in you, you see. And for us who have named the name of God, then we must be serious in our spiritual life.
we cannot be saying to the Lord, this week, we feel like it, we will appear in church for worship. And next week, when we don't feel like it, we will disappear. And there is no spiritual consistency in our life. And little consistency, little depth of growth, no wonder we are always fretting, no wonder we are always in trouble, cannot solve the problems. Well, the Lord tells us that He doesn't want our life to be like a yo-yo. You know, yo-yo, not strong. Prone to quit before we can be strengthened, and remaining weak before we can be strengthened. We are easily offended, easily distracted, easily losing focus, and not comprehending the essence of the worship of God. We are not clear the purpose of congregational worship. Why is it that we assemble to worship God? We don't understand. And God wants us to know that this is where we are connected with Him. This is where He imparts life to us, in worship. Such a life will show the reality, not the pretense, you know, of belonging to Him. But by loving His book, loving His house, loving His day, loving His people. And we show it by the way we live. And so it begins so simply by being able to be consistent in worship. How important it is to be consistent in prayer. How important it is. And the Lord tells us that indeed. And for those who are consistent, we said, then the challenge will be to be persistent. You are consistent, but you can do it for 1 year, you can do it for 2 years, you can do it for 3 years. What about doing it for a lifetime? Year after year, day in, day out, week in, week out. This is where we will find strength. This is where, in simple terms, we can become fruitful. So oftentimes we said, I'm being told, you know, that I have to do this, do this, do this. So irksome, so troublesome. But the Lord tells us this is where we would grow. And so therefore, may we take heed and take time to take stock, so that when we go into the new year, we would be ready, prepared to follow Him for yet another year. And He will prosper you yet another year. Will He not help you? Well, I challenge you that surely He will help you. God never fails, right? We read in our text in Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. And so the Lord imparts to us, tells us, right, to take hold of this life, spiritual life, fruitful. He wants us to take stock. So we are coming to the end of the year. Have you thought how you are going to prepare yourself for the new year? What are you going to do to secure yourself spiritually speaking, so that you would be stronger? Well, the Word of God tells us that a righteous life is like a fruit-bearing tree. If you are strong, you are bearing fruit, then it brings nourishment and refreshment also to the people around us. So our text tells us the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. The tree that bears its fruit, that provides its fruit, and that is strong, that has its roots grounded. And the Lord tells us that when we, our lives are strong, then you'd find that you'd be able to help the people around you. If you're a father, you're a mother, then you'd be able to help your children, to help them grow. You're able to think, pray for them, seek for their spiritual good. If our lives are not strong, we cannot defend ourselves, we are in trouble, then what about the people around us? And so how important it is that we would build our life, our spiritual life, strong, so that we can be of help to the people around us. So spiritual life fruitful and spiritual life imparted. This proverb offers two similar thoughts, right? The first, the way of the righteous. The second, the one who wins souls. The one who follows the Lord and walks with God is also one who is wise. And because of the wisdom, the life-giving influence that comes to us through God in Jesus Christ, that life is able to provide a means to help the people around us to know the things of God, to know the way of God. And then you see that God would bring people our way. And then you'll be surprised that, how is it that there is someone that is around me that I would like to help. But before we can do that, let us build our own spiritual life strong. And then when we are strengthened, God's wisdom is with us, then the Lord would bring people our way. And the Lord would help us so that we may be able to be a witness, a good witness for Him. And so the word win means to take. It's a participle translated taking. Taking hold of the souls of men and to wisely present the message of the gospel that can save the soul that is destined for eternal death. You can show others the reality of spiritual things because it is most important to you. You know the gravity of the situation. And so at home, we win our loved ones to the Lord. And as He places us in our work, in our places of study, well, we look out to point someone who is lost in life's pathway to the blessing of life with God in Jesus Christ. So, this closing message from the book of Proverbs is a timely reminder how we are to take stock of our own spiritual life. Are we making progress? Thank God that He has helped you to make spiritual progress for this year. But the Lord doesn't want you to stagnate. He wants you to continue to progress. And so He is seeking that you would make effort to grow spiritually through the diligent, consistent study of His Word. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help you as we take stock and prepare ourselves in the new year. We said this, that every year with the Lord is better than the year before. Isn't it true? Every year with the Lord is better than the year before because we are closer to our heavenly home and He has shown us even more spiritual lessons, pitfalls to avoid. We get wiser each time. So thank God, and may the Lord help us and strengthen us by His grace. So here we would conclude the study of the book of Proverbs. Next Lord's Day, we would begin the study of 1 Peter. We're going to study 1 and 2 Peter during our Lord's Day service. May the Lord help us. May the Lord strengthen all of us, that we may indeed have a yet prospering 2019. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Your word. Thank Thee for Your mercy in imparting Your grace to us, that we indeed need to take time to bear fruit, to take time in the study of Your word and the meditation of Your word. Lord, strengthen us that we may indeed bear fruit in our lives, and that fruit may cause us to have the skills and strength to win others to walk in the way of wisdom. This I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.